All right. Welcome, everybody.
We're testing some situations.
We have been talking about doing an episode from the jacuzzi
Jacuzzi.
for quite a while. And originally it was called Thoughts from the Jacuzzi. And you didn't really like that one.
It's not that I didn't like it. The situation was, I, you had played it out like you did some really start, you just thought of the most brilliant name in the world.
All right,
If you
guys.
listen to the episode, you're
All right.
like, no, I had a really good name for it,
It was
and then I
fantastic.
found it, and then I found it in our notes, and I was like, it's pretty fantastic,
All
babe.
right,
That's
so
what I
for
have to
all
say.
right, I'm gonna shush you now. So for those that aren't aware, you are listening to the Sweet Side of Life podcast, all the way from Southern California. And normally we're in the studio, the man cave studio. But tonight
Tonight.
we are doing a special from the jacuzzi. And the jacuzzi
Our
bubbles just stopped.
bubbles just
So why
turned
don't you go turn the
up.
bubbles on really quick? And so yeah, originally, okay. Casey, holy shit, that went right up my ass. All right, so in case you haven't noticed, we're kind of talking quiet right now because all of a sudden, I think our neighbor's on their back porch and trying to be somewhat discreet.
Just a little
So I'm going to put up a poll.
on the names.
Yeah, so we got thoughts from the jacuzzi. We get getting wet with the sweets and troubles in the bubbles. I think these are all fantastic. So, would you wish to enter any?
I was thinking about this a lot today, actually. I
Okay.
got thought bubbles
Thought bubbles.
with
Okay.
the sweets.
Okay.
And then I couldn't think of anything else. I was trying to do
So
sweet
I've come
heat,
up with three
getting
fantastic
hot
fucking
with the sweet.
getting hot with the sweets.
So it has to be sweet heat, getting hot with the sweets.
See, that's too much. So in case you haven't noticed, we have our normal episode that we record like from the studio, and we do a street version called Hitting the Streets with the Sweets. And that's basically on our way to events, we'll kind of talk about the what's going on, what might happen, and then sometimes we recap it on the way home. Most of the time we don't because
Because
we're
we're
dead tired and hungover.
hungover.
And the first thing we get in the car, you're like, "So are we gonna do a podcast?" And I'm like, "Hell no.
Hail to the
I am
no.
tired. I am
Well,
hungover,
you're
I'm
usually
hungry,
driving
and I'm
too.
always driving."
Yeah. I'm just sitting princess passenger, passenger
You're the
princess.
passenger princess.
Like, hey, you want to do a half-ass podcast while we're fucking half-ass hungover?
Sounds like a plan. So tonight is our first thoughts from the jacuzzi, or getting wet with the sweets, or trouble in the bubbles, or bubble troubles.
No, thought
Thought
bubbles
bubbles.
with the sweets
All
or
right.
sweet heat getting hot with the sweets.
That last one's just way too much, and it's named after a food.
It's too. I love sweet heat. If anybody has a Costco membership and you have not tried Kirkland's brand of a sweet barbecue spicy trail mix called
Okay.
Sweet Heat, do it. And this is not a paid sponsorship. I, in fact, have paid them by hunting down and buying their shit on Amazon
By a third-party dealer,
when they ran out of
like a
stock.
drug dealer off of Amazon.
It's so good. It's so tasty.
So, anyways, we're off track now.
We are. And
We
we made
have
drinks.
digressed, exactly. So, here for our first from the Jacuzzi podcast, our
Oh,
drinks
I
of
would
choice.
just like to point out, we're
Oh my
both
God.
naked.
Naked, because that's a rule in our
That
jacuzzi.
is a rule. We have hot tub rules
Posted next to the jacuzzi.
next to the jacuzzi. The rules are swimsuits optional after dark. It is dark. Bubbles provided, do not contribute.
They mean fart.
Relax. No non-alcoholic drinks. Stress-free zone, no speedos, and don't Oh, we don't soak in your toilet. Don't pee in our hot tub.
Exactly.
Yeah. So those are our rules. So one of them is clothing optional, and we just choose to be optional.
Yeah, because it's so much nicer. Plus, I hate everybody uses all like the detergents in their their stuff, and it suds and bubbles up my jacuzzi, and it takes me a week to get the pH right, and like, you know what? I'm just not messing with that. But anyway, so like always, we do have a
our neighbors have gone inside.
They went inside for now. For now.
Lights are out.
So, like every
podcast. When the lights go down in the city.
Just let me know when you're done.
I'm done.
Okay.
I have a microphone, so I feel like fancy and free.
You have a microphone all the time.
I know, but it's like stable. This one I can just like be a rock star. It is tiny though.
In case, okay.
It's like a microphone.
So basically what we're doing is normally in the studio, we got the mics on the stands and everything's all professional. Here we're holding lapel mics.
Because I have nothing to clip it to.
We have nothing to clip
like
it
I
to.
Said,
so we're holding the lapel mics to our mouths and we're recording Bluetooth to our phone. And
we fancy.
Yeah, pretty fancy up in her. But, drinks. You fucking throw me off. Damn it.
We made drinks this time. We weren't boring.
We didn't go back to our usual.
Yeah.
The last couple of podcasts, it was just kind of like later at night.
We've
wasn't
had so
very
much
experimental.
To say.
Yeah, we got a lot to say, but we're not going to say it tonight, guys.
No.
Yeah, but anyways, you keep throwing me off the goddamn subject.
So okay. Sorry.
All right. Drinks.
Sorry, not sorry.
So tonight, our drinks are.
Oh.
What am I drinking?
You're drinking.
It's called the G Spot.
Oh, I was going to say Clipmaster.
Clipmaster 5000. Oh. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's called the G Spot. I made both these drinks that we're both drinking, so I get to say them. Meh.
Say it. Do
okay.
it.
So yours is equal parts Midori, coconut rum, and pineapple juice, and then a splash of cranberry.
Yep.
So however you want to do that, when I say equal parts, you do you, boo. We did 2 ounce shots of both, of all four, three.
Two.
But I was thinking we had the Bacardi coconut rum, which is a higher proof.
Yeah, Malibu's like 20, 25%
yeah,
or
super
something.
Super low.
Yeah,
it's... Midori is obviously super low. Yeah. So you're drinking fruit juice, basically.
Tasty ass fruit juice.
It was tasty, but it was very sweet.
Tastes just like
it
a G-Spot.
It was good, though. But some of the stuff I don't like that's super sweet, but it was good. I couldn't... Like you said, it tasted like you were on a cruise.
Yes.
And it's exactly...
100% a cruise shot
yeah,
on the menu
drink.
Right next to Bahama Mama
yeah,
G-Spot.
For sure. Maybe on the Bliss Cruise.
Hopefully on the Bliss Cruise.
The G-Spot. And then I made... myself a John Collins, which if you've heard of a Tom Collins, which is made with gin, I looked up Collins and there's a John Collins, which is made with bourbon or whiskey. I kind of think they're the same. I really should figure this out now that I'm drinking
them.
Oh,
you just pissed 1,000,000,000 people
off
right
now. I know.
We
got like a whole bunch of unsubscribers.
There is... I don't know shit about it, but I know that people that are about
it. Because it says bourbon whiskey, and then there's just whiskey.
Yeah, there's it's something to do with the...
Anyway, I feel like mine was bourbon.
The barrel or something, I think.
Yeah, mine was bourbon. It's a bourbon I like.
I know we're getting death threats now, just so you
know. I know. It's a bourbon I like. I like... And I feel like this is also controversial, because I feel like people who drink bourbon and whiskey, they, like, have their thing, and it's like, it is what it is, you know? But, I found one that I like, and what is the brand? I forget now. My brain is
I'm watching you.
I know you could
struggle.
See my, you could see,
and
my,
I know
you
exactly
see,
what it is. In my, I know
see
what it
my
is.
Trace Buffalo.
Buffalo Trace.
Buffalo Trace. I went to tequila.
I was watching you. You were like
know,
trying to be like
brain.
You're trying to like. Yeah, so
to, figure it
you
out.
Know I've tried.
You can see your asshole.
Yeah, I was just gonna let you work it out.
Buffalo Trace.
Work it out. Yes, Buffalo Trace. Right. It's not super high end, but I've it's considered to be a pretty decent.
Good.
Yeah.
You know what? It's probably like a starter whiskey or bourbon or whatever. bourbon. I'm gonna say bourbon because I think it says bourbon on there. I don't want to really piss off people.
You've already done it.
I smelled the cork, and it reminds me of like a rum. Not that it's not as sweet as a rum, but like just
smooth, like a rum,
kind of like smoothness of it, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm not a whiskey or a bourbon guy, but I do believe I smelled it.
Yeah.
A while back when we first got it, and yeah, it was definitely one of the nicer smelling whiskeys.
Yeah,
I mean, I compare that to Jack.
Well, I haven't had a
Jack and a Coke, and
I don't drink Jack, which I'm also probably offending a shit ton of people. So here I am with my Trace Buffaloes.
Well, we were just getting ready to make an announcement about some, you know, good downloads for us, and we just lost half our subscribers.
Okay, so John Collins is essentially a whiskey sour, but with topped with soda water.
I just had a bug land on me.
Ew, I did too. It's attacking me. It's bourbon. It's lemon juice, simple syrup, and then topped with soda water. So it's literally a whiskey sour with soda water. So yep. I did a double, obviously, because we got big ass like Red Solo cup looking cups out
like
here.
18 ounce
we only
Red
do
Solo
plastic,
cups.
Obviously, in our jacuzzi because we don't want to
lifestyles of the rich and primers.
Break us in our jacuzzi.
We were just watching a Below Deck TV show, and all the women on the boat were like, "Oh my god, oh no, oh my god!"
They were the worst.
Yeah. So it kind of rubbed off on us tonight.
Anyway, so we have a cheers.
We didn't
not
cheers
only
yet.
For our drinks, but we have a cheers for we have
cheers
25,000 over 25,000.
Yeah,
downloads.
Now it's yeah. Cheers.
Cheers. You can hear the clink because. Maybe you can hear my...
It's plastic cups.
Yeah.
Over a jacuzzi. No, but we hit 25,000, which is great for us. You know, we're...
So thank you for listening.
Our podcast is like, I think it's like a year old now or so, but I don't consider it really more than four. And once we found out the
secret... I know, once we
secret,
found out the secret that we have to tell people it's a swingers podcast.
Crazy, right?
We keep saying that. I feel like we just keep saying it in case other podcasters are listening to us, like you were listening to a podcast and realized you needed to say it in there in order to get some numbers for people
really,
to find you.
It really works out well.
Yeah. So I'm trying to help other potential podcasters out.
Yes. But no, it's climbing, and we thank all of our listeners, all of our Sweetums, in case you didn't catch it.
Oh, my
god! We called our listener Sweetums.
Why did we get an email?
Email said just a couple of Sweetums.
Just a couple of Sweetums. I'm like, this cannot take off.
It's gone, baby. It has left the station.
I have to think of something more.
Nope. Sweetums. It's fucking perfect. Swifties have Swifties.
Oh, my god.
They are the Sweetums. It's... I can feel it. I can smell it.
The first and only.
First what?
They're the first and only.
No, they are. They are a growing pack.
A growing pack of people.
Of Sweetums.
Do we have to put out codes or something? Is that what we need to do?
We got clothing coming.
No, not clothes.
What'd you say?
Codes.
Codes?
Now you really don't. I know people probably can't hear our bubbles very well because
that's the thing
mics
is,
are pretty good.
You guys can hear us. Probably better than we can hear
exactly.
each other because we're sitting
say.
Across the side
That's
of the
table. That's what I was going to say. We're sitting across from each other and the bubbles are super fucking loud. But anyway, I said codes. And if you know anything about Taylor Swift, which I'm not a Swiftie, but I do know a lot about her.
I just know some about friendship bracelets.
Weird. Anyway, she puts like codes in her songs I think if you get an album, it'll
I
have like
that.
Capital letters or something like that. And then people are always, you know what? You've seen have you not seen the TikToks where people are like, oh, well, the sky was blue on May 13th. And then 13, 1 plus 3 is 4. And then if you add the 5 of May, then that's 9. And then her favorite number is 13. And then we, like, we've never seen any of that. And they, like, try to figure out the fucking code. I feel like I just went on a tangent. You don't
Next.
Know. I feel like some people will know, though. Our
Next.
Female, maybe some of our female listeners will know.
Next.
But anyway.
No, I kind of-ish.
Yeah.
Maybe, but I mean, I swipe up really fast when I see anything about Taylor Swift codes.
It's basically girl math.
I do not want my FIP.
For the music industry.
I do not want my FIP to be just, you know, eroded by all that stuff. But anyway, so back on subject.
We digress. I digress.
Like a motherfucker.
I digress. Like a motherfucker.
But so yeah, we hit 25,000, which is really good for us. We're growing, and we want to keep growing. And yeah, we got some big things in the future. I'm getting ready to buy some new equipment that's gonna give us better options for mobile recording. And yeah, like you were saying earlier, we got a lot of shit we got to recap. We're not gonna do it in the jacuzzi, but we have a fun Athena's party we went to like now almost 2 months ago.
I know. It's too far. I'm forgetting what happened.
I don't. I still recall pretty good what happened.
I hope you do.
And there was not this past weekend, but the weekend prior, we went to Via Vita for the first time,
which was great. And you have, we did podcasts from there.
Yep.
But you haven't edited it yet.
I'm working on that right now as we speak.
Those are the hardest ones because there's only two mics at that time, yeah. And like people are passing back and forth. So you're trying to level things out, trying as much as you can to make it sound somewhat listenable, even though like fucking people are screaming and people are talking low and people are talking in the background. So
yeah,
we're gonna try.
This next piece of equipment that we're getting is actually gonna enable us to remotely do four mics at a time, which is going to be a game changer in the sense of, you know, how everything sounds in the end. Because, yeah, like you were saying, one person has the microphone, and then...
That was a motorcycle.
That was a motorcycle.
You heard it.
Thank you, Sons of Anarchy. But, yeah, so we're gonna get that here out here soon. But, yeah, we did a couple of podcasts from Via Vita.
Yeah.
We did one with some friends of ours, and then you debuted.
Yeah, Sammy on your, and Emily.
It's Say Less with Sammy and Emily.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little women-only podcast. It's going to be part of the Sweet Side of Life, but it's just going to kind of be its own little entity that comes out once ever, whenever.
Debuted it kind of because we were there with like a ton of friends at Via Vita. We had a female friend enter the room, and it kind of got sidetracked to her, and we just, like, went her direction. So Sammy and I didn't really get to fully have, like, a conversation, which was totally fine. What happened was fantastic.
I did a spot listen.
There might be a little bit of yelling and screaming, because we were all drinking, and
I did a spot listen just to make sure that the audio was present throughout.
There was audio,
and yeah, every time I spot listened, it was insane. So
I know.
It's gonna take me
like
a minute to edit
half,
those out.
You know how we took a break?
Yeah.
And then the second half, I feel like was more calm because
there was some sexual energy was released. So that's gonna debut here really soon. And then what is today? What's today's date? July 17th, 2024. This coming Saturday, July 20th, right?
Yeah.
We're going to be back at the DTF Lust Party, as we are every month, just about. And yeah, if you guys.
Neon Glow and.
80s Glow Neon.
80s Glow Neon. It's Queen Katarina's birthday.
That's right.
Celebration. Her birthday is at the end of the month, which she doesn't like to celebrate, even though.
It's She's happening.
Only in her 20s. I would love celebrating my birthday when I'm in my 20s.
I loved it.
But anyway, so her birthday celebration. So it'll be fun.
It's going to be a good time. And then, see, that is this Saturday. And what else we got? August 3rd, we're looking to do some out-of-town stuff.
Yeah,
but
so we're kind of talking about doing Sea Mountain again.
Sea Mountain Inn out there. Thanks, guys.
Another motorcycle, if you didn't hear.
Thanks, bro. I just had to stop talking because I'm like, there ain't no way.
It was a lot. It was a
crotch rocket. It was a rocket crotch.
Rocket crotch.
But, So, yeah, on the 3rd, we're talking about potentially doing Sea Mountain Inn again. It's been a couple of years since we tried it, and that was our first resort. If you guys heard our previous episodes from a while back, we did a kind of our little review of SMI, and, yeah, we're going to go back.
As we are actually going back into potentially going to it, we called and looked into more of it, because I know in the past we've said that they may have turned to not nude only, and we gotten some information from somebody that that was the case. However, we have contacted them to be sure before we go what we are getting ourselves into, and just FYI, it is still full nude.
It is, yeah, it's full
nude.
They
let you do a robe or a robe at night or whatever, a sarong, a towel.
You can do a robe, sarong, or a towel.
But essentially, no.
When you go in the pool, when you go in the pool, you have to be nude.
No swimsuits, no shorts.
And I was actually also just recently confirmed by some friends of ours that just the Mangoes. They just returned from a trip a couple of weekends ago.
Yeah.
And they gave us their review about it. It sounds like they had a great time.
They had a great time. It sounds like.
It sounds so far. I didn't see anything negative in there.
They went on a good weekend, it sounds like, too.
And they sent us nudes.
Did they?
They did.
You still haven't showed me those.
Everything needs a right time.
What is the right time?
I don't know. I just had to readjust myself.
You
did.
I called you out. You have nothing else to say because I feel like I asked you about it.
I guess,
I mean, technically I could log on myself, but I just forgot the password. I don't know.
Yeah, you can. You have full control over everything.
I'm terrible at this.
But speaking of terrible, you just released a TikTok and then it was very quickly banned.
It didn't make any sense. They re-put it back up. I don't know what it's AI that runs that to see what their problem is or whatever. I don't know what AI saw in what I posted, but it took it down. I mean, they never tell you what community violation.
It didn't say it just said gone.
It doesn't tell you. And I mean, if I know if I put a titty out there, that's the problem. But I was like, there's literally
no titty on there.
No person in this video.
It was just an announcement saying, hey, guess what, guys?
Thank you. But yeah, so I really have no idea. So I just disputed it and then it got put back up right away. Like pretty much
I had
right
to pay
away.
Them.
So yeah, it's annoying.
I paid them $20.
What?
Back up. I paid them $20.
Oh, you
bucks.
Paid them. I thought you said that's a pain.
No, I said.
Again, the bubbles.
Exactly.
I can't hear you very well.
And I'm holding my microphone
speak
in this.
Louder.
That kind of covers the, probably my mouth from her. She can't really see it. But anyways.
I can't see it anyway. I don't have my glasses on.
That's true. Oh, we were going to do a review of Naughty and Nolens.
But we didn't go. And we're so bummed.
I'm
going to
give a review based off all the people I've talked to.
Oh, my God.
And all the podcasts
so
that have
people.
Talked about it.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Apparently, go.
It's best to try to stay at the host hotel. There's playrooms and,
beyond that, like our friends told us the vet couple.
Yes.
They told us, he told us he was raving about it. It's like they had such a good time.
Yep.
But he was saying that not only did they have, he was like, there's no way you can possibly do every single thing that they have there.
That's what I was hearing. And I might struggle with that.
He was like, they had workshops for like
podcast meet and greets.
Thing,
like everything.
Yeah. Everything. He's like, they had workshops for every BDSM, for rope tie, like shibari, for literally every single thing you could possibly like newbies, like how to. So, like, how to post pictures. Like, literally, he was like, anything that you could possibly want to know about in the lifestyle, they had somebody there teaching a class on it.
Yeah.
And it was just so much stuff. And that's on top of all the parties, which were multiple.
Yeah.
All the events, all the pool stuff. Like, the parade, like, everything that was going on. Like, he was just like, there's no way you could do one single thing.
Speaking of one single thing.
Or, I mean, every single thing.
They do a thing there called the Sexual Freedom Parade, where everybody basically starts at, I guess, the host hotel and just kind of walks in a single file line. Well, not like kindergartners.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
It's a parade, but everybody walks to the destination.
Okay, not
and
in a single file line.
That would be a long
in
line.
In a parade line.
But it's kind of like
probably
you know,
not a line, more like a cluster.
It's a conga line.
A
do 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 do. But they were basically saying, like, I've heard about it, but they were saying, you know, it's like you just kind of walk down this block for however many blocks it is, and everybody is like, you're proud of, you know, what you've chosen to do, and there's like people on the sidelines like taking pictures and it's and cheering you on. It's like a whole thing. Would you do that?
Would I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nude.
No, nah, that's public.
You can't do it in nude. I figured you probably would.
You wouldn't?
Have. Of course I would.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like, do it nude.
You do it nude.
That's the only way. Now, I figured you wouldn't have an issue. I wasn't sure. You have weird answers sometimes for weird shit, so.
Yeah. I have weird answers?
Sometimes. Yeah, so I would say 100% I do it. So our plan is next year we're going to shoot to do it. We've already gotten the emails with the invites and the extremely high cost, and we've gotten all that details. So
pay it off for the next 14,000 years.
There is a payment plan. I've also arranged a talk with my doctor about donating one or two of my kidneys.
Okay.
To kind of help facilitate,
like, the cost. Because we also have the 311 cruise next year.
Yeah, we got the 311 cruise.
Which is a big expense.
You know, we haven't actually talked about that.
No. A little bit. But yeah.
You guys are fans of 311. We're on the 311 cruise.
Speaking of that, we actually met two people.
Two couples.
Two couples at
the Via Vita
that were, well, so we have cups. This is how the conversation started.
Yep.
We have cups that we have that have stickers on them, obviously. And, like, we have 311 stickers on both of our cups from doing the cruise. So I think we both have our sticker that we did last year. It's a pineapple, which is the 311 cruise. And then you have just a 311 sticker, I think, yeah, on it. So, anyway, it triggers some people to talk to us about, I mean, I don't think that's the only thing that triggered them to talk to us, but it was a conversation that we had with them.
It had nothing to do with your boobs.
It had nothing to do with those. It had had everything to do with our cups. But anyway, we talked to two couples, which that's not been a thing, really, who are into three. We've had people message us because on our profile, yeah, on Cassidy,
we have a blurb.
We have a blurb about it, and it's like, if you know, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we've had people message us back who've known, so they've said something, they've referenced it themselves in their messages to us.
Yeah.
But we haven't had anybody in person talk to us about 311. So anyway, you're a big 311 fan. I'm a big 311 fan.
Yep.
You got me into 311.
Yep.
But yeah, so we've done the cruise 2 years. 2 years they do it in a row, so they do it every other year. So it's 2 years in a row technically, but every 4 years, I don't know. Anyway, so we're doing it again. And we have a group on Facebook. So if you're going on the cruise and you're listening, we have a pineapple group on Facebook.
Yeah, it's called 311 Pineapple Crew.
Cruisers?
No. Crew?
I think it does have cruisers in it. You could probably look it up.
Yeah, 311 Pineapple.
I think it's cruisers or something. Oh, anyway.
Got a jet on my balls.
So you got a jet on your balls. That's your favorite one.
No, my favorite is the one that hits my butthole, but this one.
I thought it hit your butthole and then your balls.
No, this one just was a direct hit.
Got it. Okay. Anyway, while you're looking that up.
311 Pineapple Crew.
Crew?
Crew, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. So you could join that if.
Anyway, if you're a. We mostly made it for the cruise because we wanted to find other like-minded people when we were on the cruise, which. We figured reggae music, rock music.
People in their mid-30s and up.
Mid-30s to mid-40s. We figured we'd probably find people in our... And we did.
We definitely did.
We did. But anyway, we also use it... Like, some people will post on there if they're going to, like, a 311 concert, or some people like Stick Figure or, like, Mike Love. Or, I mean, anybody really who falls into the reggae rock genre...
Yeah.
We've kind of, the movement.
The list goes on.
Yeah. Anyway, so just if you're going to a concert and you want to try to hook up with somebody in your area, even just meet up or whatever, that's what we created it for. But anyway, so yeah,
You are the most long-winded person I've ever met.
We had two people at Via Vita hit us up for that.
One of those couples.
Not hit us up for that, but I mean just like talk to us about that. We talked about Sublime for a very long time. When Stefani, when she was Ska.
Yep. Sublime.
Yeah.
Sublime now with this kid. And
Jacob. Sublime with Jacob. Sublime with Rome.
All the Sublimes.
All the Sublimes.
And then they're actually supposed to be at the Lust Party coming up.
Oh, they said they were going?
Yeah, they're on the list.
Which one? Because we said we talked to two. Both of them?
Not both. No.
So there was people...
The one we were talking to about Sublime with Rome and the kid.
So the second couple. Yes. The ones that were doing parking.
Yes.
And check-in.
Yes.
The other
ones, we're trying not to say any names.
Yeah, the other ones I know. The other ones we talked to about this were called the yogis because I think they're into yoga. I think they told me that.
The yogis. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
The ones that were laying out on the edge of the pool. Yeah. The yogis. Yeah.
They were into yoga.
That we are actually going to interview them on the podcast, but
it just didn't work out. That's always the case. Time is never of the essence.
Well, here's the thing: is you take your stuff. And you load it in. In this case, we had a bungalow. And you have these high hopes and these big dreams. And you take your computer. And then you have a couple of drinks. And then you're in the pool. And then it's really hard.
Especially when it's that fucking hot. It was super fucking hot.
It's like extremely difficult to like pull yourself away from a crowd. To go into a room.
We've already started Via Vita. Let's just finish that story.
No.
Why?
No, because that's a whole thing. Via Vita.
It is.
And I want it to be better quality. No.
This actually is pretty good quality. No, we did a test.
Babe, listen to me. Focus. No, we are not going to go into Bia. There's a lot going on at Bia Vita. And I want to have the other interview cut and edited and ready to pop it in there. This is just a rambling from the jacuzzi. This is a rambling man of the rambling. Like, I'm trying to make another word
for
it.
I feel like we're going to get another name of the jacuzzi.
It's getting all bubbly now.
Yeah, are you wearing? Did you pee?
Did you fart?
I didn't do anything. It's on you. Why would you think it was me?
It could be my deodorant.
On your balls?
No. What the fuck are you talking about?
Your armpits are not in the water.
They have been at one point tonight. Actually, just a little bit ago. I think you're... see, this is why the universe is telling us to end this episode.
It barely started.
Oh, right. Anywho, we got a lot coming up, and we got a couple of podcasts that we have to nail down where we get into the Athena's Party, where we get into our Via Vita.
We need to do it in an order. Let's do Athena's Party because that one is the... And we just should do it all.
But then
week.
we have our funny weed stories.
Yeah.
That's so old though, it doesn't really need a timeline.
No, it doesn't. We'll just plug that in wherever it makes sense.
I feel like we need to do a beta for Via Vita first. Knock that out.
A lot of bubbles over
and
there.
Then we're gonna go we'll backtrack to Athena's. But anyways, so we're gonna end this episode. Thank you guys.
You always wanna end it before we talk about anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Because
why can't we just talk about?
Because
Athena's is going to be so short.
I gotta piss.
It looks like you already have.
I might have.
Because you have bubbles all around.
We're gonna finish this episode because I want to be in a much more comfortable area to talk about Athena's. Because that was a lot going on there.
All right.
So, anyways, take it away.
When enjoying the sweet side of life, keep your pineapples upside down. Believe in unicorns and keep shaking it up.
Love you, babe.
Love you, too.